Okay, welcome everyone to episode 12 of the Jackass Express. We're your hosts. I'm Jonathan.
I am Julie Andrews.
I'm Johnny Arcade.
And hello guys, I'm Josh.
Yeah, welcome back, Josh. You're Julie Poor Andrews Josh. Again? You always change it to something else, and now you want to be Julie Andrews again?
Wait, did I already say Julie Andrews? I don't think I said Julie Andrews.
You might have been.
No, you definitely were Julie Andrews last time.
Wait a minute. Okay, I can't let that stand. You two, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
You need to be Angela Lansbury.
Who? Who indeed? Who's going to solve this mystery? Exactly. Not Murder, She Wrote.
The internet will solve all my problems. Now you guys keep talking. I'm gonna find someone. Hold on.
Lame.
Ooh. Hold on. Hey. We have a new sponsor.
That's true.
You
got to
show them some
before
loving.
Before we begin this cast, we actually have a new sponsor. It's Sweet Texas Moonshine. When you're looking for fun where the sun don't shine, crack open a jar of Sweet Texas Moonshine. Yeah. I can't.
That sounds like bad idea all over it.
I can't start a day
sorry
without.
Sorry to insult your sponsor.
Patrick, okay. How do they get the sweet inside the moonshine?
How do they get the sweet inside the moonshine? Yeah. That's a very special part of the process, you see. What they do is use their home remedy that they add to the moonshine, they mix it up, and they serve it right away.
So it's fresh. Like Kool-Aid?
Yep. You'll love it so much, it'll be dripping down your chin.
That doesn't sound too appetizing.
Okay, I've found my new name. My name is Claudia Wells.
All right, Claudia Wells.
Who was Jennifer Parker in Back
right.
to the Future.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Back to the Future. Speaking of like...
That's right.
Back to the Future. For some reason, they're like remaking a lot of old movies into 3D now. So I don't know if you guys are getting this, but like Titanic apparently is coming back, but in 3D.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Have you heard of Alf? He's back in Pog form.
God damn it.
Yeah, right. But it's just weird. It's like, why are they bringing back all these movies? Like, example, the first, episode one of Star Wars in 3D. That was, like, the shittiest of all the movies. And yet, for some reason, you know what? Let's get this in 3D.
I don't know. Just Lucas logic. It's not making any sense. It's just maybe about money or... Who knows?
Yeah. They're hoping that the special effects will distract you from the horrible story that's occurring.
Oh, or maybe just the fact that they're always trying to make money on nostalgia. So right away, like all the kids that were pretty young when Phantom Menace came out, now they're barely in their teens or they're being little wretched hipsters.
Yeah.
And they're thinking everything's cool because it's retro. Even though like they were fucking... barely like in elementary school and we were in high school, so that's why maybe the Phantom Menace will be like, oh, we watched this when we were kids, let's watch this and be retro, and we'll go with our little 3D glasses and just watch this because we grew up watching this. It's kind of the same way that maybe they feel like Rocket Power or SpongeBob SquarePants are just great cartoons.
Oh my god,
fuck those cartoons.
God. Oh yeah, God. Seriously. God fucking hell. those new cartoons. We talked about this in our last cast. And we can't help it. It's just an infuriating topic to be like, to see those kind of shows being shown now, and you're like, ah, man, this is what kids have to grow up with now. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's true that the everyone's kind of getting a little bit nerdier in a way, because video games are just more broadly just played by everyone now.
Right, yeah.
Almost everyone has some form of video game that they play.
Yep.
And we all grew up in this generation with access to, like, a lot of cool stuff, things in the cool 80s, and that's why we get very upset, because we're part of that culture where we don't like to see things that we liked being raped, especially by Michael Bay.
Oh, my God. Michael Bay coming back with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Wait, they're not mutants?
Only this time, they're not mutants. They're aliens. It's going to star Rob Schneider.
Nah. What kind of blasphemy is this bullshit? How could you change the Ninja Turtles, the mutant Ninja Turtles, into aliens? How does that make sense? Huh?
It doesn't. Seriously. Somehow, he's almost like Uwe Boll.
You're discriminating against them. That's why. You're discriminating against them by calling them mutants. Don't you know that?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I was saying this, that he would end up making Hungry Hungry Hippos only their giraffes, because supposedly it's like a better script or some shit.
That just really blows my mind. It really, I cannot believe it.
Well, you know what? It would be better if they were the teenage mongoloid Ninja Turtles instead.
Then they'd just be retarded.
Exactly. If he wants to make the movie edgy and fun for kids, who's not gonna love a big lovable retard? Everyone loves Sloth,
right? Yeah, loves Sloth. Yeah, but it's just weird, because I don't understand how come these people can just take something that's already been made into a movie. It has like a great story to begin with, you know, and then just slap the name on it, but change the story completely. Why don't you just make something fucking new and not just, yeah.
Like Transformers.
They're just cashing in on a name, and you're like, oh, the Ninja Turtles, I'm going to go see it. But then it's like, nope, you're not watching the Ninja Turtles. This is just turtles are like them, but they're mutants, or like, but they're aliens or something like that, right?
Because for some reason we got this shithead popular. I haven't really seen any of his movies. I saw that he only directed like about 8 movies. It's like some of the Transformers, Bad Boys, Armageddon. Did he do Pearl Harbor?
Probably. That movie sucked balls anyways.
Yeah, that movie was just goddamn horrible. That was almost as bad as A Thin Red Line.
Definitely. It's just,
I've seen these movies that Michael Bay's direct, and I wonder, how the fuck did we get this hack so popular? I mean, he makes me think of...
yes, it is, Mike.
He makes me think of Uwe Boll, who almost seemed like a troll that would actually make video game movies. But I admit, Uwe Boll made something kind of, like, watchable. He made this movie called Seed, which was kind of a fucked up horror movie that was his own thing. He made this movie called Rampage. He made this movie called Postal, which was actually based on the video game Postal, where I bought part 2, or my brother bought part 2 years ago, and I loved it. It was just supposed to be this really stupid, over-the-top, violent video game that actually, when you're loading the computer game, the loading screen is a warning. It is an actual warning that is letting you know that this game should not be taken seriously, especially if you're trying to benefit your political career. And
oh, my God.
The video game is as violent as you want, but he actually directed that movie just with that almost tongue-in-cheek humor that the video game has. So Uwe Boll has actually had some decent points, even though I really haven't liked too much of his movies. Like Blood Rain and House of the Dead, those are fucking horrible.
He actually took video footage from, like, in-game footage of the fucking of the game House of the Dead, and put it in the movie, didn't he?
Yes, he had the opening demo, because over the center it keeps flashing insert coin. So it's like you couldn't even fucking put gameplay into that film. You just had to play the it's almost like taking a video recorder to a Peter Piper pizza and just recording the video game no one's playing.
Insert coin. Because I remember there's that one part, it's like, reload, reload. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That was bad. Yeah, U-Bowl was pretty bad. But man, Michael Bay. You know, I liked the Bad Boy movies. It was okay. It was for like being over the top, just ridiculous action movie that, you know, they didn't have to think about. It was okay. But like all his other movies just sucked donkey dick. I mean, literally.
Uh-oh. The first donkey dick has been thrown out.
Yes.
Cannot be
and
taken
it should
back.
Should be thrown at Michael Bay. Fuck him.
You know, I was looking. It is Michael Bay who directed Pearl Harbor.
Ugh. And, you know,
I hope he catches AIDS. I hate it.
And you can only make a movie worse when you add fucking, what's his name? Oh, shit. He's the douchebag in Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck?
God damn it, man.
What are you going to get Ben Affleck?
So much.
Idiot. He's an absolute idiot.
He was good in Dogma.
Yeah, okay, I'll give him that. That he was okay in Dogma. But, I mean, I think what pretty much did it for me was when he was in Mallrats. It's just like I could not get past his personality, and I just immediately assumed he is like that in Mallrats. Like the character he played in Mallrats is the exact person that he is in real life, and I may meet him, and he may not be like
that. I think
that
actually might be kind of a good thing for an actor.
Perceive Ben Affleck as that, you know.
That's understandable.
You didn't like him in Daredevil?
I didn't watch that drag.
Oh, that movie was stupid. But the worst is Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. Catwoman.
Yeah.
Wasn't he also in Geely? There's a movie that was like regarded as one of the worst movies of all time, and I think he was one of the leads in it.
It
named
was
Geely.
When him and Jennifer Lopez were dating or married.
Right, right, that one. I have got to see this movie just because of how terrible everybody says it is.
And also, what else?
Hello!
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look who just walked in.
I'm scared.
Look who
what
just
is
walked
this?
Into the studio.
Wow.
It is the man himself.
It's me.
It must
What's
be
up,
snowing
party
outside.
Animal?
Holy shit, it's got to be snowing.
Major. How goes it? Thank
well,
you.
Welcome, good sir.
Yeah, well, pretty good. You know, we just started this thing because we're tired of waiting for you.
That happens. There's only so many times that you can get back to your fucking dorm room on a base in time for anything.
Understood.
Looks like the case of the robots has been spreading.
It's funny because I got to add a sound effect now. I got to add.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
I said the is it just me, or it sounds like everybody's sounding like Optimus Prime on my Skype?
You're not the only one. No, no, it's definitely.
I think it's only you.
Well, in that case, Autobots, fall out. Point, 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 point. Point, point, point,
point, point. Well, you got to do the Michael Bay version at the very end where it just explodes.
Autobots, retreat. Did you do boom, boom, China Boat, Megan Fox, fuck you.
Well, cool. Now I have to add sound effect for when Brandon comes in, a little like Korean sound effect, like doo 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 doo. And then like, Brandon appears. Like King Friday from Mr. Rogers.
Or just a really, like, a gong smash.
There you go.
It was that abrupt, I guess, wasn't it? Jeez.
Yeah, we'll just throw that in there. We can edit that in.
Yeah. Crap, now I don't know where to go with this. What were we talking
about
again? About
Michael Bay and all that nonsense. But, you know, speaking of, like, directing and, like, videos and shit like that, it just kind of, you know, it's kind of an old topic that everyone's already been talking about. I'm pretty sure everyone has already heard everything about that, about Joseph Kony, but I wanted to talk more about like the video that, you know, that they put out, and like, I guess kind of like the controversy that comes from what they're, you know, what they're trying to present to us. And I think like maybe if Michael Bay directed that video, it probably would be even better.
I still haven't seen the Kony video.
Really?
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, you know, it's interesting. April saw it the first day that it came out, and she had me sit and watch it. And of course, I was reluctant. I was like, "Oh boy, here we go again." And essentially, it just covers what's happening in Uganda and all that area over there with the invisible children. And that the concept is this: Joseph Kony is the one who's in charge of kidnapping these kids and then recruiting them for his army. And their theory is that if they make him really popular, that hopefully the U.S. or other countries will take notice and then basically call for the guy's head.
Which, you know, like the cause behind it, yeah, I understand it. It's a good idea for sure, but it's like 20 years late. I mean, the thing's been going on for over 20 years in Africa. It's not a new thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the biggest things, like, was like that one general butt naked, and this guy was probably even worse than Kony. Like, I remember Vice.com, they did a little expose on General Butt Naked, and it was weird because this guy, he was known for going off into battle naked, like completely naked, except for like some boots, and he conditioned his soldiers to believe that, like, you know, if you ate the heart of your enemy, that you would, you know, gain his powers. So like they started getting into cannibalism and stuff like that, and then they started.
Yeah, they would kill kids. I think it was like if you ate the heart of your enemy's children.
Yeah.
It would somehow like render you invulnerable or something. It's like putting God mode on. And that's the reason why he would run off naked into battle.
Yeah, and then he used to put cocaine in his soldiers' food. Like, and a lot of his soldiers were kids too. And like, yeah, he just put cocaine in their food and give it to them before a battle, and then they just go, you know, fucking crazy. Yeah.
Oh, man. Brandon, did you ever see that?
I don't even know what the hell's going on. Honestly, I have no idea who this is.
But the crazy thing about especially Butt Naked's thing was that, like, he actually
I'll find the link.
Converted and became an evangelist. He's now like a preacher, and he's like he's trying to make amends for what he did, and, you know, trying to say, like, you know, we need to stop this because obviously, like, you know, the devil was inside me, he was making me do this kind of thing. And that, in a way, you know, at least it's reform. It's a step towards doing something. And he's actually asked, like, the Hague court to, like, you know, hey, convict me or whatever. I'm more than happy to stand trial for what I did. But, like, people like Kony and all his other African warlords, you know, they're sitting high and mighty in their African kingdoms, you know?
Exactly. The fact that we're having, like, everyone's buying diamonds and everything that has minerals that are mined from the Congo or pretty much taken over through, like, we get these minerals through slavery pretty much.
Yep. Actually, there's another advice.com again. They talked about how a lot of the important, chips, like computer chips and stuff like that, that's like in our cell phones, is mined from this one mineral that the Congo supplies 80% of the world with. And the crazy thing about this is that, like, you would think this would be like a blessing because everyone needs this mineral in order to get these things to work. But it's actually become like a curse because of the instability of the region and like the different wars going on. It's now become like, you know, everyone's like trying to fight over control over these mines so they can, you know, get the money off of it to finance their private little war.
It's pretty much exactly like – it sounds exactly like the drug war.
Yeah, exactly. It is another type of drug war. The addiction of technology.
Mm-hmm. Because what? The iPad 3 came out not too long ago. And I think
three or two.
How many million bought it? I mean, there was just an insane amount of people that bought it. And yet – it's most likely made with these minerals that are from slave labor countries, and everyone's promoting it the same way that a lot of people here in the States will probably complain about hearing about the violence in Mexico.
Right.
All the while, I'm sure they are buying drugs. They know a drug dealer. you know, it's some fucked up cycle. And it's almost like that Coney video that's supposed to be maybe a few years late. It's like if in, it's like in 5 years they're going to barely start making some documentary about all the violence that's been on, that's been going on in Juarez.
Yeah, right.
But it's funny because then they'll read about how they're using all those minerals for those iPads on their iPad 3. This is blasphemy. Well, give up your iPad. No, I'm not giving up my iPad.
I didn't even know there was an iPad 2 until I found out yesterday there was an iPad 3.
There's an iPad 3, though? I thought iPad 2 just came out.
Yeah, that's like news.
Oh.
I didn't I don't know either one. Shoot.
I was reading the live blog as they were showing it. They were demonstrating it. It's, I have to admit, it's pretty cool. Although I'm hearing that it overheats.
I'm thinking, now, you know, my biggest question is, how did Steve Jobs look doing that interview as a corpse?
It wasn't Steve Jobs. Is zombie Steve Jobs? Yeah, the iPad 3 apparently can resurrect the dead if you just plug it in through a USB port connected to the back of the head.
It's a special Jesus application.
They have an app for that.
Exactly. Yeah. He has a nap for everything. Yeah.
Turning stone into bread.
No, it was his crew.
Water into wine.
I think it was like a combination of his staff and his executives that were doing the demonstration in this place.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And he has the new app, iPancreas.
They should have.
iDoctor.
Sorry, Steve Jobs.
Too soon?
Too soon?
They could just prop his body up. I mean, everyone's seen Weekend at Bernie's. Come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Weekend at Bernie's, yeah.
There you go.
Why can't they just do that? It worked for them. And also, if you know, to get around like the lips moving, they could just do it like what was that TV show with the – it was that old cartoon. Oh, no, it was a cartoon. Do you remember from Pulp Fiction? They were watching this weird cartoon. It had like a picture of a Eskimo. And, like, the Eskimo was animated, but his lips were a real person's lips, and they were talking.
Oh, yeah, that weird animation where, yeah, I think I remember seeing or hearing about things like that.
And there's, like, actually...
It's, like, some weird...
Old cartoons.
Very cheap
like that,
animation.
Yeah. But they could just, like, you know, use animatronics or something like that, or...
If they can make Mr. Ed move his mouth with peanut butter or something like that, I'm sure they can use all the unused gears and motors for Steve Jobs' mouth that they don't use in the animatronics they shelve because everyone's using goddamn CGI.
Yeah.
Or you know what they could have done is like in Back to the Future 2 where they had Michael Jackson on the TV inside that cafe. They could have had Steve Jobs just there being like, welcome to the new iPad 3 convention. Oh. Please have a seat.
Exactly. And then he could turn into the new Hal and it'll be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, David.
And then he'll show how you can put his brain into like a transformer and he'll unravel himself there in front of everybody. And Michael Bay will walk out.
Yeah, he'll be laughing because he was working with Steve Jobs this whole time. And the only
people
that knew that were part of the resistance are like the Call of Duty guys because that's why they kept putting out those same shooter guns, those shooter games. That way everyone in the nation would be able to kind of have an idea on how to be in a war.
Right.
That way we could fight off Michael Bay and Steve Jobs.
That's right. You know, that's my theory on modern war games now that they have. They're trying to desensitize people to the wartime experience. Yeah, sure. So that way, when you're incorporated in a real life, it's shocking, but it's not unfamiliar.
Right, it's not,
and you can sort of function.
Seen before, right? You're like, oh, yeah, this is like when I...
Yeah. What were we talking about last time? Like seer training? But this is like conscious seer training or unconscious seer training.
Well,
I don't know. I'm sure the real thing's quite different than a video game, so I don't want to sound insulting.
Like a few years ago, it was a first-person shooter game, and it was like for the pretty much for that reason to.
Yeah, it was for the recruitment.
Yeah, they used to give it out for free. You could get the CD for like nothing. They would give it to you at air shows and shit.
Yeah, like oh yeah, take this. You know.
Mm-hmm. But you know what though? They had a really cool simulation version of it, like. At air shows, you could actually get into a Humvee and shit, and it would feel like it's driving around, and You could sit up on top and shoot on a big screen. It's kind of neat.
Directed by Michael Bay.
Right.
I'm sure. That's the way you'll hook them. So everyone needs explosions.
Everyone loves explosions.
Explosion.
Kind of reminds me, like, actually, have you seen that preview that they're making a movie on Battleship?
Oh, dude. Oh, God, I got friends that were actually... I have friends that were extras in that piece of shit movie.
Oh, my God.
It looks so stupid. They filmed the entire thing on Oahu.
Oh, my God.
At least they got paid.
I mean, Liam Neeson stepped so low.
Yeah. Considering that he went from that one movie, The Gray, I haven't seen it yet, but it looked pretty cool. And then to go to Battleship.
I mean, he was in...
Has anybody seen that movie?
He was in Les Mis. Les Miserables.
Yeah.
And that was actually a really good movie. Jeffrey Rush and him were fucking badass in that movie. And then it's like, is either Liam Neeson being Nicolas Cage where he needs the money, or does he know that he's going to die soon, so he's trying to be in as much as he can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just don't understand, like, who thought that would be a good idea? You know what? Let's make this game into a movie. You know, Battleship. Yeah, Battleship. That sounds pretty good.
It's the same.
But it's not, though. It's like there's a fucking sea creature in the way, and it's like, it's so stupid.
And you know, it's just, there's going to be a line in there, "You sink my battleship."
Yeah, it's going to be there.
It's got to be there. And then I think they're making Candyland.
Next thing we know, you're going to have like, I was going to say Candyland and Monopoly. And
no, they really are making Candyland.
Aren't they making a Clue?
They've already done Clue.
They did.
Oh, they already did Clue. Okay. And that one was actually good. That one was funny.
That was actually a good movie. Because it was pure acting. There's nothing like special effects about it. It was just...
See, this is where I agree with Josh, that if they're going to rehash something, do it under the premise of a comedy or kind of like a parody almost. So that way it's fun and you want to go see it and it's understood that it's just a play on it. But when you try to take something... You know, like a board game, and then you turn it seriously. Yeah. It just takes away from the experience. Like, really? You know, I'd never had this intense of a battle. Like, yeah.
Even when we were kids, it wasn't this intense.
E4,
you sunk my sea monster.
Right.
I mean, go ahead.
I was saying, I think the most exciting battleship ever got for me is like actually had the electronic battleship where it made sounds and all that stuff.
Oh, fancy.
But that was about it. You know, yeah. Other than that, it's like, okay, we're done.
Exactly.
It would have been better if it electrocuted your enemy whenever you sunk their battleship. It just sent electrical shock to them.
Oh. Or one that looks like it would be kind of cool for adults is Battleship with the shot glasses. Oh, have you seen that?
No.
No, tell me.
I have not
seen
that.
There's pictures online of people playing, like, shot glass Battleship, and then you just use, like, a blanket and cardboard and shit like that.
Huh. I must find this.
Sounds like a brand new game for me to play in the dorms.
I have no idea what he said. Oh, yeah.
Go.
It literally
Although
took
I can
you
see
three,
Brandon inviting a girl over
like,
saying, hey, you want to play Shot Battleship?
New
or
game to play in the dorm rooms.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know why.
Huh.
Wow. Now, you know what? I can't trust this Korean internet, so who knows what it's doing.
This is actually... they actually have a board game. Like a legitimate-looking board game. This looks pretty good.
For drinking?
Whoa, we're on the 30-minute mark.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, right.
Well, we're getting there for, I guess, commercial.
Yeah, let's do our commercial, and when we come back, I want to hear more about Brandon's Korean escapade.
All right.
My kind of woman.
Yeah, sorry. I've been busy, you know, killing Al-Qaeda for you guys.
Is that Kali stick fighting? Is that where they teach you how to do the thing from Temple of Doom? Kali Ma! And then they grab the heart.
Come on, no.
Sometimes you go into stall to bathrooms and they have like shit on the wall.
Yes.
Why would they put it on the wall?
I know, this isn't finger painting.
It's like
painting.
They want to do
this is
like,
not finger
painting. What I wrote at the top of my list to make me a better person every day is be awesome.
Okay, welcome, comrades, to Jackass Express.
Tactical X-Men, that was put together.
Okay, we're back.
And we're back.
That music actually makes me think of like the punk that came out when we were either in high school or like early high school.
Yeah, that was the point when I did that, when I made that on a GarageBand.
Very nice.
I mean, I wanted to sound like all kind of high school pop punk kind of shit.
You know, there is this really cool thing that's going around called the MOG files or MMOG files that you can get off of the Rock Band CDs. And Johnny was showing this to me, and I found one of Blink-182. And I was listening to that, and you can just isolate like the guitar part, or you could isolate the drum part, or you could isolate just the vocals. And it's so cool just to hear that little part, and it takes you back to those memories of freshman year and sophomore year.
Nice.
It is really cool. Yeah. I don't know how people are doing that. I mean, I guess they haven't perfected the copyright process or the CD encryption process on the disc.
Maybe they make
yet.
It like that just so if there are people who actually want to make like remixes and things like that, they're able to do that.
I think that should be a basic functionality of it. That would make the game even more desirable and more, you know, purchasable. You'd want to buy it. And then you take it and you make your own renditions. That'd be awesome.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what sucks about the PlayStation 3. They've built in all this... They built in all this awesome shit, apparently, for protecting against pirated stuff. But here's the thing. I live in Korea. Everything I own is pirated now. So when you watch a... when you
That's
watch a
right.
movie, you know what the PlayStation does? Yes, those two. You know what happens when you watch a pirated movie on a PlayStation? You get like a third of the way into it when it's really good, and then the PS3 is like, oh, no. You can't have sound now. So they cut the sound off, and it puts up a message and says, this movie is not a legal copy. You must remove it from the system now, and you're not going to get any sound anymore. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
And it does this, like, halfway through? Why doesn't it do it right at the beginning?
Yeah.
No. It makes you wait. I've actually Googled this, and it's, like, a common complaint. Like, if they're going to fucking do this, do it in the beginning.
That's like an annoying Korean government part.
Yeah. It's PlayStation. It was a...
They let you get through it long enough to piss you off.
If you have a PS3, you've already got the firmware update because you accepted it because you clicked the agree button without reading the terms.
Yeah.
I guarantee
you.
Yeah,
of course. I did.
So...
You just want to play the fucking games. You don't want to just read everything. You're there to just...
Right.
It's sort of like with Apple and the... all the update exceptions... For either iTunes or anything that it has, it's like, well, you accept terms and conditions. Everything has all these terms and conditions because of the lawyers, because of people that have just abused the system, fucking morons that you actually have to put, do not turn pizza box upside down on the box.
Contents of coffee is hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because no one warned me about this. It's common sense. It's fucking moronic. Ah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently common sense is not very common.
Nope.
And they shouldn't. Sometimes maybe they shouldn't have warnings. That way people, you know, thin out the fucking numbers here.
Yeah.
Darwin
going on here.
Exactly. That's why animals that are very slow die. I'm sorry about that, kids. But sometimes you got to take a lion out back and smash its head in with the shovel. Because that's just the way life goes. And I stole that bit from Doug Stanhope, but god damn it, I'm on like 3 hours of sleep and I'm feeling fucking weird.
Oh my god. You know, actually, speaking of PS3s, mine is out of commission for 2 weeks.
What? How does it get out of commission? Did you take it to the mechanic?
Yeah, I actually had to take it to the mechanic. And it's being fixed as we speak. Because, all right, so what happened is that a lot of the PlayStations, they have like the graphics cards, right? And usually these graphics cards will like really overheat. So they put like the thermal paste on these graphics cards to help in cooling it down. Well, the problem is that the paste that they use last maybe 2-3 years at tops, like at the most. And, you know, I've had mine for like a good 5 years already. So over time, it just dries up, and now it's like dry as a bone. And so whenever you play a game that, you know, requires a lot of graphics, it'll just shut down automatically. So like mine's been, my PlayStation's been shutting down like all the time after like a few minutes. So like now it's like, all right, fuck it. I'm just gonna get some guy to take a look and replace the paste and make me pay a lot of money.
I just...
So, Chase, Johnny was telling me that because of this, you're actually going to get an Xbox. Yeah. Are you sure? What didn't you like about Xbox?
Xbox. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how it sounded to me.
Can you hear me okay?
I'm the only one that heard that.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I can hear Brandon okay. Stupid internet.
Well, your Mexican internet and my Korean internet are interfacing nicely.
Yeah, we've been in war.
There you go. Johnny, don't start.
What's that, Andrew W.K.?
What's Johnny doing?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Roboto?
Almost.
Apparently, Johnny's not aware of the stringent copyright laws that exist on the internet for playing.
Was that Andrew W.K.?
Yeah.
Yes, it was, sir. Yes,
okay.
It was.
Because I heard just a little bit. I heard the digital speak, and then I heard what sounds like the riffs for Party or She Is Beautiful. Or I don't know how many other songs she has beautiful. That sounds the same.
It's the same song, Josh. It's the same
party
song.
Party hard, hardy hard, because she is beautiful.
She is beautiful. Everybody gonna party hard, hard, hard.
I remember they made a joke about that with Nickelback too, where like they copied the same riffs from their previous song and just put new words to it.
That is what Nickelback does.
I love the video where Nickelback was playing at some metal fest in Portugal, and they get booed off stage, and someone hits the lead singer in the head with a rock.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Probably deserved it.
Now I have to find
it. It's on YouTube. It should be there on YouTube. It's great.
You know what I really liked, Josh, was that video you found of how they mixed Nirvana with Rick Astley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. I literally laughed till I couldn't catch my breath when I heard Kesha mixed with Lamb of God.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yes, I have to hear it.
Oh, it fits so perfectly. I want to download that one. I'd actually dance to it, and I don't fucking dance.
It was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. It was beautiful.
I love that song, Redneck. I'm not too big of a Lamb of God fan, but Saints Row Part 2 got me into the song Redneck because that was on one of the radio stations in the video game. Yeah. It's a fun, goofy song that I associate with a very fun game. One of my favorite games to come out in years. So to hear that with this weird dance remix, and it sounded actually kind of good,
yeah.
I loved it.
It was actually like in tune. It fit perfectly. The guy like really was a master at editing the song to the video. And
yeah, because there
was
one.
Did you put that one on your Facebook?
I think it was on
Facebook.
Yeah,
I had it on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look for
it. And then what, Thunderstruck mixed with the Ghostbusters anthem?
That was a good one.
That one was really good.
That was awesome. I'll be posting these in the link dump, so if you're hearing about them, just make sure you're on our Blogspot and you'll see the links to these.
Yes, check them out. They're incredible. And that one with Kesha and Lamb of God was great because I saw one that was that same Lamb of God song, but it was with like a Lady Gaga song, and it just didn't have that pop to it.
Yeah.
It didn't have the good feel that TikTok and Redneck has.
Redneck thing, yeah.
But yes,
and I think that's the reason
fact
why
that it was
because
Rick Astley
and Nirvana.
Yeah, Rick Astley and Nirvana. I heard that you were gonna say something, Chase, and then I heard the audio go out, so I didn't know if I was waiting to hear you like finish speaking or what.
Oh no! I was letting you finish. Okay,
but that was funny with the Rick Astley and Nirvana. Where even one of the biggest Nirvana fans in our high school commented on it, and he thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, but I think the reason why, like, the Redneck song and, of course, Keisha just works so well because she's fucking white trash anyways. You know?
Oh,
so
God.
Yes, this is true.
It just works. It just definitely works.
I'm just frustrated because, like we were talking about earlier, I think we're at that age where just everything kind of sucks. unless we grew up with it, it's pretty shitty. I'm not impressed with a lot of the new shit.
That is very true. I was just talking about that with some friends tonight too.
Yeah,
man, it sucks.
Just can't like anything.
So how is the people over there in the Korean airbase, Colonel?
Not bad. I mean, there's a few people I can hang out with here that are officers and such. I got one Korean buddy. He's the weather officer from the Korean side. He's fucking cool as shit. He speaks almost perfect English.
Yeah.
And he's more than willing to take us out and provide us with ample debauchery and do the translation for us while he's at it.
I've had lots of great Korean friends. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Awesome. Do you guys share a mutual agreement on not wanting to talk about weather outside of work?
He likes to talk about it a little more than I do, but I fucking hate weather. So
I think everyone does.
Yeah, well, you don't do it for a living. So
well, we live it. We just live in it, you know. So
just so everybody is aware who's listening to this podcast, Brandon is a meteorologist.
Yep.
So it's very ironic that he doesn't like weather.
Well, no, see, there's
Brandon,
a big difference between
hello?
What's that? Yeah.
I was going to ask, I don't know if it's in Korea or Taiwan or where. Have you ever been to a banana show?
Banana show?
No, oh, I'm thinking that's Thailand.
That's probably Thailand.
No.
Oh, my God.
No banana shows, thank you.
Now I have to look up what a banana show is. So, Josh, you have to explain what a banana show is.
I don't want to see a
ping pong show. Oh, no, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. But, yeah, ping pong shows, banana shows, those are just out there.
Yeah, I heard you don't really have to. If you don't know what a ping pong show is, I don't really feel like explaining what a banana show is. I'll just say
it, oh God,
derives of a different kind of fruit bowl.
Oh man. Jeez.
This is not where I wanted this to go.
Anyway. Yeah.
So anyways, how about the weather over there, Brandon?
Anyway, the weather, big difference between meteorology and weather. Meteorology, I love the science. Weather is fucking gay. That's the gay forecasting bullshit every day. So
we got southerly winds.
How are the bars over there?
Well, and you know what's crazy? I brief the wing commander every day about what the weather is, and it was slightly off. And the next day, he was like, so it looks like that weather wasn't correct. And I'm like, you know what's funny, sir? I can be wrong in front of you every day, and I will still get paid.
Exactly. That's what weathermen do.
He was completely blown away. He's like, well, that was a ballsy statement, LT. Okay.
Drop and give me 20.
That's really good.
It was pretty funny. But how are the bars over here? There's a lot of, well, here in Gunsan where I am, bars kind of blow. Like you if you go into a bar here, there's a couple clubs downtown, but like if you go to a bar, you usually end up at a place called a juicy bar.
Yeah.
Which is in fact a place that has many human trafficking violations where there's poor Filipino girls that you have to pay to dance around you.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not a strip club. It's just like these girls that they're kind of like waitresses or something. If they sit down with you for any length of time, you get this old Korean woman that they call a mama-san, and she just runs up and she expects you to start paying for them to drink. It's the weirdest thing. It's not a very good experience.
No, it's not.
Did she come up with like one of those things you'd find on the vending machine where you have to insert a dollar into a machine for every hour they sit down with
you? No, she comes up and tries to like fucking negotiate with you in like old Asian woman terms.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Kind of like a brothel.
But it's not like a brothel.
It kind of is, but
kind of, but it's like
it is in the sense of like how you have to like you can't actually fuck any of them even if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. They're there to like
just take your money.
I don't know, they're just there to like keep you company.
Eye candy.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
Up in Seoul though, Seoul is fucking great. Now that's a legit city, man. I would love to live in Seoul.
That's cool. You said you had some interesting stories to tell about your experiences so far.
Well, I have some that I don't think should be on recording ever. And
oh, okay.
And I've got a few I mean, I don't know how many of you saw that I ate dog. That was pretty entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
That caused quite a stir on Facebook.
Josh,
everybody showed that to April immediately.
Most people are like, most people are like, oh, my God, how could you do that? And I'm like, oh, my God, what if you were fucking eating cow and you showed an Indian person? Come on. I mean, let's be realistic here. They eat dog in Korea.
Or a pig and you show a Jewish person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I knew and a Jewish person that loves bacon.
There you go. Well, now you know an American that loves fucking Fido. It's so good.
Oh, great. You're going to come back home.
Did you say it tasted like brisket?
Only in the South.
Yeah, it has like the texture or consistency of brisket or roast beef or something. And it's pretty ridiculous. I like it. It's supposed to be good for your dick. I'm not going to lie. That's what they say. It's good for the male virility. Apparently.
What the fuck?
Well, this goes back to what that general that Chase was talking about that would run into the battlefield naked. You would eat their heart and you become invincible. Well, in this case, you eat the dog and you also become invincible.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that weird practice of consuming something and gaining its power.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Keep your dogs locked away the next time you see me because I may eat your dog,
Barker.
And then I'm going to go after your mom with my virility.
Oh my God!
We're gonna get our families just completely fucked by Brandon.
Oh God!
In every sense of the word.
Last thing we need is a bunch of swearing mutant kids running around everywhere.
Well, they won't be mutants. Mongoloid versions of Brandon.
That's right. Mutants is a bad term if you're a Michael Bay fan. Wow. So you ate dog. Did you like, does it come with like hot sauce or does it, what's the side dish to rice? Eating dog? I'm really curious. Soju.
Well, here's the thing. Most times in Korea, like when you order meat, it comes with these leaves, like various types of leaves. They call it beef on a leaf.
Yeah.
And you basically make these little, you make like a little burrito out of leaves.
Wrap.
Yeah. Like a little wrap.
Yeah. Lettuce wrap kind
of
deal.
And so the dog, you ate it inside of like a little lettuce wrap and you can get it either boiled or steamed, and boiled tasted like fucking haggis.
Ew.
It was disgusting. And
but steamed was better.
God. The
steamed was awesome. Steamed was like the brisket stuff.
Okay,
totally. Oh, wow. That's the only ways they cook it. Like you can't get it any other way.
You can't get it like real brisket then.
No. It's only cooked that one way, and it's kind of it looks fatty, but it doesn't taste fatty.
What kind of dog did they use?
Oh, that's
Do you
cool.
know?
I don't, you know, I tried to find out that when I was talking to my Korean buddy, he couldn't figure out what it would be translated to. But it's a specific type, and they actually raise it like they do cattle in America.
Yeah.
It's like you got fucking dog farms.
Yeah, it's the same thing in the Philippines. Like, you always see, like, runt dogs running around everywhere. I'm pretty sure Julian can vouch for this, too, now. But, like, you don't see, like, really nice-looking dogs because there's still some people in the Philippines that will eat dog. And so you just keep, like a really shit-looking dog around. And so if someone eats it, it's no big deal. You didn't lose a lot of money.
Well, you know, here in the States, we're always talking about how animal breeding is such a problem where there, you know, there's tons of pets and everything like that. What a simple solution. You know, you either listen to Bob Barker or the dog in the street becomes dinner. I mean, that solves the problem
It's actually really taboo to eat anything but the one specific breed that is made for eating in Korea. Yeah. Like, you can't just eat any fucking
I hate to
dog.
Be that brief.
You can't just get, like a German Shepherd or something like that. But apparently,
I guess, to them, like, this breed of dog, if you were to keep it as a pet, it would be as weird as us keeping a fucking cow as a pet.
Right, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, it kind of reminds me of a story my dad told me, like, when he was in the Navy, and, like, back in the 60s, like, he was on leave in Hong Kong. And he passed by this one vendor, and this vendor was, like, cutting meat, like, on his stand, right? And, like, you know, preparing it to get cooked. But then he noticed that there was a carcass of a German Shepherd lying next to him, and that he just killed a dog and then cut it up and was, like, you know, butchering the meat. And you're like, oh, man. Not too sure about
fresh
this
dog.
Man. Yeah, it was, like, fresh dog.
Has that German flavor. Smoked a German meat.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
No German meat smoking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But Go ahead. Nope, Korea's fantastic, though. I actually love the shit out of it. I wish I was up in your Seoul, because I'd be able to do more, like, on the day-to-day basis. But being stuck down here in the goddamn sticks, it forces me to have to get out and see some shit. So it's kind of neat.
Okay.
Have you encountered, like, I guess, Korean hillbillies?
Well, it's not quite that rural. But there, you can definitely tell a difference in the population down here where I am versus up at Seoul. Like, those people are very sophisticated. It's a very big, very modern city up there. And down here, they're kind of relatively redneck.
Yeah.
In respect.
But you got to hand it to them. Like, a lot of Koreans are very racist. They'll let you know that
Foreigner. They hate the Chinese and they hate the Japanese. They just hate them all.
They hate everyone. Whoever's not Korean, they hate.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like my stance on life.
They'll make, like, round eye, like, you know, hand signals when you see, like, a foreigner. Like, yeah, okay, I know I'm a, you know, my eyes are fucking round. Thanks a lot, dick face.
My eyes are round to see your mom by dental floss.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I went there.
Here you go.
I went there. Yeah, but definitely, like, a lot of Koreans are, like, very racist. It's like, holy shit.
Well, I mean, that's everyone. They're just more honest about it, right? I mean, not everyone is as blunt as the Koreans are, but, I mean, there are people that are jerks, and they're just better at hiding it than other people, I would
think. That's true.
Yeah, and, probably.
Yeah.
I give them a pass. Not really.
I think they're just mad that everybody tries to take them over.
This is good. This is good stuff.
You know, Brandon, when you were talking about, like, the juicy bars, it reminded me of, like, my time when I was in Japan, and I went to – in Japan, they're called hostess bars. And basically, you know, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you just pay a girl to have – it's just good company. That's all it is. They talk to you.
And sometimes they're worth talking to.
Yeah. And but I got –
you
got
to pay them.
I got roped into this one by a few Jamaicans. It wouldn't even.
What?
Yeah, man. It was Jamaicans who got. I remember I was traveling with a bunch of guys from this hostel I was staying in, and the one kid in the group, the guy was like 18 or whatever, and he was from like Australia, and these Jamaican dudes zoomed in on him and like, hey man, you want to Japanese girl and all this bullshit, and then. And he's like, yeah, let's get some Japanese girls. And he's like, oh, we got beautiful women, you know, beautiful women. He shows us, like, you know, a little catalog of all these Japanese girls. And, of course, he was, like, roped into this. And then, like, we're like, the other guys we were with, we just kind of rolled our eyes. Like, oh, fuck, man, what the hell are we going to get ourselves into? And we ended up going to this place. And, I mean... Those two Jamaican guys own this hostess bar, and that should have been our first clue. It's like, okay, this is going to be a bad, bad situation. And, like, all the girls who were there weren't even Japanese. And actually, there was only one girl who was Japanese, and being the person who is very proactive, I just made a beeline right to her and be like, hey, I speak Japanese, let's talk. And then, like, the other guys just looked at me, fuck you, man, fuck you. And so I was just talking with her, but, like, I just remember that the Australian guy, he was already shit-faced as it was because, you know, in Japan, you have, like, the beer vending machines. So every time we passed by one, he just buy, you know, an Asahi and just shotgun a whole can. And... by then he was just like so fucking drunk and he was starting to spill shit and he's starting to cause all this ruckus in the hostess bar and the Jamaican guys are getting all fucking pissed off and then the girl he was with and this girl's like 40 something, maybe 50, she like slaps him, she's like, you fucking bitch, and I can't believe you and get the fuck away from me. And then so like he's like, no, you guys fucking bullshit, and you stole our money, and I think we ended up spending like $300 on that fucking place. And
goddamn.
Yeah, it was bad, and it's the where they get you is like all the drinks, like you have like your cheap drinks like beer and like some like bottom shelf liquor, but what they get you is the champagne. the girl always wants you to try and get champagne. Like, oh yeah, buy some champagne, because that shit is like $100 a pop. It's ridiculous. And I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't got that kind of money. Drink this fucking beer. In fact, you know what? Fuck that. Drink this water. You know, I told her, it's like, just drink water. Because these drinks are free for me. All these drinks are free. You can have some of mine if you want, but you're just drinking water. And, you know, she let me talk to her that way. And she, you know, she didn't want to leave me or anything Jesus. Like that. And so basically, I didn't really pay anything. But those other guys, they ended up paying like, I think, over $300-some. And I had to help them out with some cash because they didn't have enough. And I was like, fuck you guys. I can't believe we did this shit. And then to add insult to injury, the Australian guy decided to pee on the stairs going outside. He's like, this is why I fucking think of your bar. And
oh my God.
He pees on the fucking stairs. We're like, okay, we got to get out of here now.
Christ.
Oh.
Was it like in Josh's cousin's case where he just couldn't find the bathroom at the time?
No, it was...
And he just went right there? No?
This is his thing. His, like, little thing he liked to say is like, oh, it's all country. It's all country, so it's okay. And he just, you know, whipped it out and just started peeing on the stairs. Or like, holy fucking
hell. Oh, my God.
Hell.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Plus, if you're drunk enough, you don't care.
Move on.
Exactly. And this guy was shithoused. I mean, he was totally drunk. Totally drunk, yeah. So I can imagine that it's pretty much the same thing in Seoul.
Well, it's kind of the same, but the reason they call it a juicy bar is it doesn't have anything to do with language. It has to do with fucking juice. Like, the stupid thing is, they'll walk up and try to talk to you, and then that mama-san bitch comes over and tries to get your money. And it's like, she comes up and wants 20,000 won for you to fucking... pay her to drink a juice. No joke. It's a cup of juice. There is no alcohol in there. So you're not even buying a fucking drink. You're buying her juice.
Is this a weird fetish?
I don't know. Heaven forbid you buy her an actual drink, because you're going to be out of fucking house and home if you pay for that shit.
Yeah.
Take out a second mortgage.
But I will say this.
On your mud hut.
Yeah. I will say this, though. Drinking in Korea is nuts. Like, I mean, I used to drink Red Bull and vodka if I wanted to go crazy. But no. Here,
soju.
It's soju.
Yep.
If you drink soju and mix it with Powerade, we call that Haterade.
Haterade.
That shit. That shit will fuck.
Stop drinking the Haterade.
Yeah. Well, that shit will fuck your world so far from Tuesday it's retarded. Let me tell you what. The last time I had soju, we left here. The thing is, in Korea, all the military has a 1 a.m. curfew, meaning you have to be on base at 1 a.m. Otherwise, you get an Article 15 and get your fucking ass kicked out of the military.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah, so they're no joke about it. And you get like a dishonorable discharge. It's no good. So what happens is we go here, it's, I don't know, about end of February or something, and we're getting ready to leave Gunsan to go up to Seoul, and we're driving up there. But the problem is, we didn't leave here till like 7:30, so it's like a 2.5-hour drive. We haul ass through all of the like speed cameras and all the cameras that make it so you're not supposed to drive in the bus lane. I drove in the bus lane for like a solid hour, just zipping around shit. And I was driving a buddy's car, so it's gonna take pictures and send him tickets, I'm sure. But we get up nice. To Osan Air Base. So we go to Osan Air Base, which is like 2 hours north, and we get out, and it's already 9:30. So we have to check into this hotel and then run outside to the fucking bar strip outside the base, and my buddy wants to show me every cool bar in Osan.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, okay, this is a great idea. Well, I immediately regret that decision, because... this man can drink. I've never seen anybody that can drink like this guy. And the first thing we do is we take off and we go out to this first bar right in the corner off the base. And I'm like, well, I guess if I'm going to do this night right, I'll start it with Red Bull and vodka. So I do. And I ended up drinking that and playing pool with some juicy girls. And then we ran out of there. We literally pound this drink, play half a game of pool, and leave. And then we run into another bar. We're literally almost running down the street because he wants to show me every bar in like 2 hours. Because our personal goal is to get back by midnight so that we're never going to get ourselves screwed.
Yeah.
And so we go to the next bar and we fucking pound some drink or whatever. And at this point, we're starting to do the soju. So we're drinking soju. Until we go to one awesome bar. Like, it's got this crazy mug that's frozen. When you drink the beer, you unscrew the bottom of the mug and this like cylinder of ice falls out. And then you throw this ice at the wall, and if you hit this little dot on the wall, it sets off this fire alarm or something. That sounds good. And then you get a free beer.
That sounds awesome.
That is awesome.
It is the greatest bar I've ever been to. Also, it has juicy girls, so that's kind of cool too. So anyway. Jeez. So I do all that shit. And We found like a country bar randomly up there, and like a bunch of other weird places. We drank a whole pitcher of soju and Powerade while we were watching some chicks dance on a stage. And next thing you know, it's fucking midnight, and this is the drunkest I've been probably ever in my entire life. and this was after only like 2 hours of drinking by the time we finally got out there. So we get back to the base, and the base is big, and so normally you take a taxi from the front gate to the hotel, because it's like 2 miles or some crap. And I'm so drunk, I think, oh my God, when's the last time we did PT? We have to run. This is a decision I will regret forever, because we ran probably a solid mile, and I'm surprised we made it that far, but run like a mile. And I fucking take a tumble like nobody's business. I tore my favorite pair of pants. And I also tore my knee wide open in two places. I now have a scar probably the size of a half dollar.
That's what that picture was, right?
That's the story behind that picture.
Is it again?
So I ran. No. This is the same. Just the one time. And so we were running.
Okay, you did it again?
No. And I fell and I took that tumble pretty hard, and I don't remember running, and I don't remember anything after the fall, but I do remember hitting the ground, and I'm like, dude, fuck, wait, come get me. And so he comes and, like, picks me up.
Medic.
Apparently, we continue to run. So I'm already, like, a bleeding mess. And get this. We get back to the room, and he's like, dude, you're, like, bleeding everywhere. I have to perform self-aid and buddy care on you. He's going all military and shit on me. And I'm like, okay, whatever, man. He's like, you need to take off your pants. I found Band-Aids in my bag.
Oh, boy.
So he has Band-Aids. Get this. This guy just...
was his plan all along.
He carries the weirdest shit around because he's drunk all the time. He has this bag of magic. And like Mary Poppins, he pulls out this fucking Band-Aid the size of a goddamn Volkswagen. And he manages to put that shit on my leg. But all this time, I'm like in crazy pain. But I'm still so drunk, I can't figure out what's going on. And he could tell I wanted to puke, but I didn't know how to puke because there was too many things happening at once. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, here, take this. And so he gives me this pill, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I take a pill. And so we're sitting there. He said I lasted for like 5 minutes. We're just sitting. And then the way he tells the story is the next thing he knows is he's like, hey, how do you feel about puking? And as soon as I heard the word puke, I guess I ran to the bathroom. and I remember running to the bathroom, and I remember I had to kneel down like I was proposing to the toilet because only one knee would bend. So I'm like puking. He said like for a solid 10 minutes, just everything I ever ate in my entire life is firing out of me like a goddamn afterburner. Just puking everywhere. And I end up going to bed. I woke up the next morning.
My tax dollars.
Yeah, right, your tax dollar. I wake up the next morning and my knee and the bed and everything's soaked in blood like I just had a fucking miscarriage. And so I look down. He ends up going and buying me like a whole bottle of peroxide to pour all over it. It was the most painful shit. And he's like, do you remember puking last night? And I'm like, yeah, vaguely. And he's like, well, that's because I gave you Ipecac.
Nice.
So all that time he gave me an Ipecac, and he said I lasted like a solid 5 minutes before I turned it into a Family Guy episode in there.
Fuck yeah.
What is Epic Hack?
It is a normally it's a syrup. Stuff. But it's like you drink it and it'll almost instantly make you puke.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's for like poison control and stuff.
Yeah.
There's videos on YouTube of people eating a whole lot and then taking like a spoonful of Epic Hack and then just filming the buddies throw up everywhere.
Oh yeah. You need to look up the Family Guy part of that episode where they all drink.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about.
That's
literally what happens. I know this. I remember the puke.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was insane.
It just keeps going. Like you just open your mouth and it flows. It's like Niagara and you can't stop it. You don't even have to like flex your stomach to puke. It just falls out of your mouth. And so I felt better, obviously, because he made me puke up everything I drank that night. But he told me that his girlfriend from Thailand did the same thing to him. These pills are actually from Thailand, so they're the Thailand version of Epic Hack. But she had done the same thing to him. I guess she was like, here, take this, honey. He's like, what is it? And she's like, don't worry about it. So same shit. But I wake up, and I mean, until probably 3 or 4 days ago, my knee was still a mess. I've only been without a Band-Aid now for maybe just under a week. And I now have a crazy, crazy scar. This thing, every time it gets cold or hot or whatever, it changes colors. It's like a mood ring on my damn knee. And realistically, I should have gone to the doctor because it was bad. Really
bad.
Exactly.
You could have fractured something.
Yeah.
I very well could have. But my problem was if I went to the doctor, I would have had to explain that I did it while drinking, and then I would have probably ended up with some gay alcohol incident or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, as a man, I felt it was more important to just throw a Band-Aid on it and
duct tape.
Be a man.
Yeah.
Rub some dirt. Any alcohol abuse.
Rub some dirt on it. Put a little peroxide. Walk it off.
Yep.
Yeah, walk it off and put a hair in your chest.
Well, drink some soju.
It definitely – and then because I had to wear a Band-Aid for like 4 weeks straight, I had to shave my fucking leg all around it. And I have two things to say about that. Okay. One, it itches like a motherfucker when hair grows back on your leg. Yeah. And two, I now know what it's like to shave my leg, part of it anyway. There is no reason a female should ever bitch about that because it's nothing like shaving your face. Fuck them.
Just had to end it on a feminist.
That's how we're gonna end this episode right now.
Statement. We always have to end the show with racism, drunken stupidity, and then anti-feminism.
Take that, you feminazis!
Exactly. So to incorporate all of those, incorporate all of those. Fuck drunk ethnic women.
Oh dear God. The Jackass Express loves our female listeners. Please continue to listen.
Yes, however, don't bitch about shaving your legs, whores.
There you go.
Go, Joe.
D.I. Joe.
That would be funny.
I'm going to turn that into a soundbite for Brandon.
That should be. quit talking about shaving your legs, whores. G.I. Joe.
Anyway, there are other stories, and I will try to filter them so that they're clean enough for the internet.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, it's definitely past the hour.
We'll
mark,
do them at another time.
Yeah, we got to start wrapping it up.
Yes. But I have
Don't
returned.
Be a fool.
Yeah, finally.
Yes, Brandon. Now we're just good having you tip. Back. I hope we get this time schedule thing. Yep.
And also, thanks, Josh, for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, man. It's my pleasure. I've had a lot of fun.
You're welcome anytime, man.
Yeah, it's always awesome having you on here.
Thank you.
So, Chase, let me know when you buy your Xbox, and we'll get started.
Never. All right. Later, guys.
See you all later.
Peace out. We'll